What if I told you that 85% of your professional success has nothing to do with how smart you are, that your happiness depends almost entirely on a skill most of us never formally learn? Since 1956, one slim volume has quietly transformed millions of lives by revealing a truth hiding in plain sight. The people who master human relations don't just succeed, they thrive. Warren Buffett keeps it on his desk. Tony Robbins calls it life-changing. Yet most of us stumble through our days wondering why some people seem to effortlessly attract opportunities, friendships, and influence while we struggle. Here's an uncomfortable truth. For every person fired for incompetence, two lose their jobs because they can't get along with others. The Carnegie Institute's research confirms what most of us suspect but rarely acknowledge. Personality and people skills matter far more than technical expertise. Even engineers with mediocre grades but strong interpersonal abilities consistently out-earn their academically brilliant but socially awkward peers. We live in an age that worships individual achievement, yet almost everything we accomplish requires cooperation. The lone wolf mentality might work in frontier mythology, but in today's interconnected reality, it's a recipe for isolation and failure. The real breakthrough comes when you stop treating people skills as innate talents you either have or don't. Like learning piano, mastering human relations means understanding fundamental principles that apply universally. When you truly understand these dynamics, confidence follows naturally. You stop second-guessing every interaction because you're working with human nature rather than against it. Everyone desperately wants to feel important. This isn't vanity, it's fundamental psychology. When importance feels threatened, people defend their ego as fiercely as their physical body. Arrogant, self-centered individuals aren't suffering from too much self-esteem, they're compensating for too little. Their starving ego grabs for importance wherever possible. People with genuine self-worth are generous and easy to be around. You possess a fortune that costs nothing yet multiplies when shared, making others feel important. Small slights create enormous consequences. Forgetting names, interrupting, checking your phone mid-conversation, these tremendous trifles send a clear message. You don't matter. Studies show workplace unrest traces back to one root. Workers don't feel important. Making people feel valued requires three commitments. Genuinely believe others matter, you can't fake this, actively notice people, and resist asserting superiority. The fastest way to impress someone isn't demonstrating how impressive you are, it's letting them know they've impressed you. People automatically mirror what you project. Research shows they match your volume, tone, and energy. Speak softly, get soft responses. Show enthusiasm, and others catch it. Respond to hostility with calm, and anger often diffuses. Napoleon demonstrated this when French soldiers sent to arrest him followed him instead. His supreme confidence proved contagious. Your body constantly betrays your mental state. Drooped shoulders broadcast psychological burdens. Downcast eyes signal pessimism. Hesitant steps reveal timidity. Confident people move boldly, shoulders back, eyes forward. Winston Churchill understood this. The best way to get another to acquire a virtue is to impute it to him. First impressions stick. One bad interaction can permanently color perception. The world judges you by how you judge yourself. Act insignificant, get treated accordingly. Act like you matter, and people respond in kind. But genuinely confident people are natural and unpretentious. Arrogance reveals insecurity. To get yes responses, create a yes mood by securing agreement on small things first. Three principles create genuine connection: acceptance, approval, and appreciation. Acceptance means letting people be themselves without judgment, the thing we all crave most. Ironically, those who accept people as they are have the most power to inspire change. Full acceptance acts like a confidence injection, while constant criticism amplifies self-doubt. Approval goes further by actively seeking the positive. A child psychologist transformed an incorrigible boy by noticing his carving talent and providing proper tools instead of punishment.
the boy's behavior changed almost immediately. Appreciation means to raise in value. We gravitate toward people who increase our sense of worth. Some people never meet strangers because they believe others will like them. This belief becomes self-fulfilling. Fear of rejection creates the rejection we dread. Our defensiveness makes others uncomfortable. Seemingly unfriendly people often fear rejection from you. They're waiting for you to make the first move. A genuine smile works like magic, but only if it comes from your heart. Your smile communicates, I like you, I assume you'll like me, and you're worth smiling at. Practice before your mirror each morning. Think of something pleasant, then let that feeling spread naturally across your face. Master conversation by making it about them, not you. Steer discussions toward you instead of I. While I acts as a conversational stop sign, you functions as a green light. Agreement creates instant bonds. Finding common ground says, I'm like you, flattering them and raising their self-esteem. We naturally like people who agree with us because they confirm our worth and worldview. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes called listening white magic, the most effective mechanism for winning friendship and influence. Attentive listeners are perceived as intelligent and wise. One top automobile designer explains, we don't really design our cars, the public does. What we do is listen. In negotiations, discover the other party's position before revealing yours. To develop listening skills, look at the speaker, show genuine interest through nodding and facial responses, lean toward them, ask questions, don't interrupt, stay with their subject, and use their own words when responding. A 7-year study of 10,000 arguments revealed professional debaters were less persuasive than door-to-door salesmen. The difference? Debaters tried defeating opponents. Salesmen helped prospects want change. To truly persuade, reach the subconscious through suggestion. 6 rules. Let others fully state their case. Pause before answering. Don't insist on winning completely. State your case moderately. Speak through third parties. Let others save face when changing positions. When McCormick and Company's nephew took over in 1932, he created a junior board of directors from rank-and-file employees. This board redesigned packaging, improved systems, and suggested new product lines, with 99% of their 5,000 suggestions adopted. Sales multiplied 15-fold to $50 million. When seeking endorsement, make others participants. If you were me, how would you approach this? Praise releases energy in others. Scientific experiments showed tired children receiving praise experienced surging physical energy, while criticism caused energy to plummet. Workers rated credit for work as their top desire, while bosses ranked it 7th. For praise to work, it must be sincere. Praise the act, not the person. Your typing has been excellent, not you're a good worker. When correcting others, criticize in absolute privacy. Preface with kindness, make criticism impersonal, supply the answer, ask for cooperation, 1 criticism per offense, finish friendly. In a world prioritizing technical skills, we've forgotten that people aren't obstacles. They're the pathway to success. These aren't manipulation tactics, but fundamental truths about human nature. Your shyness or social anxiety aren't personality defects. They're gaps in understanding how people work. Start today. Choose 1 relationship to improve and 1 principle to apply. Give that sincere compliment you've held back. Listen without interrupting. Try giving 5 sincere compliments daily for a week. You'll be amazed how smoother your days become. When you master human connection, you don't just succeed, you help others succeed too. That's when everything changes.